blow as hard as you can. Blow, 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 blow. Keep blowing. Blow, blow, blow.
Peter Robinson appreciates every breath he takes. The 62-year-old from Telford was diagnosed with idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis in 2012. He was told he had just 3 years to live.
Being told that, you know, you've got, your life is going to finish and there's no known cure and there's no drug available to prolong your life at 60, it's a pretty savage blow.
The Royal Stoke University Hospital is one of 12 specialist respiratory centres in the UK. It's the base for Peter's treatment. But a new mobile app will halve the number of times he has to make the journey from Shropshire.
It's going to be a massive boon to all patients with this condition. It's going to give us access directly to the hospital any time during the day or the week.
Professor Monica Spiteri designed the programme.
And one of the things that the patients have told us is that they would like to have a self-assessment diary that they can use every day in order to be able to monitor how well they are doing. Patients usually present with a dry, irritating cough or breathlessness on exertion. The cough and the breathlessness progress over time, so the prognosis is quite poor.
Around 5,000 people are diagnosed with IPF each year. Once a sufferer is told they have the condition, their life expectancy is just 3 to 5 years. But with this app, a patient can send details of their symptoms to a doctor from home, reducing the need to make a journey to hospital. Jacqueline Piggott is a lung disease nurse.
We've got a lot of patients that live rurally, particularly in Shrewsbury, Telford. We've got patients on the Welsh border as well. So what we want to do is try and remotely treat them and try and prevent any admissions.
We can load all this for you.
Yeah.
Every year, the Royal Stoke treats more than 300 people suffering from Peter's condition. Now, this app means patients can get first-hand medical help at the touch of a screen.